dancing with my darling to the Tennessee waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee waltz.
Going to pieces when he walked in the door. She just had to see him. She can't wait no more. Tonight he'll be with her, no matter the
legend. 6:50 a.m.
Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. Two verses and a chorus shy of a hit song. Here they are. It's Scott and it's Hino.
And the Music Row Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Music Row Show. The Music Row Showcase is what we're doing tonight. A little bit different, but we're glad you came back and tuned in.
Jeff's giving everybody tutorials on how to how to be on the radio.
You know,
he's been on it now once.
That big thing, you talk into that.
I've been wondering about this.
Yeah.
Hey, we're glad you're listening in. If you'd like to join in the fun, in addition to listening on the radio, you can go to facebook.com/themusicrowshow.
Yep.
If you got questions for our guests, comments, or you can Twitter us or email us, mail@themusicrowshow.com.
That is true.
And then you can check us out on Instagram later on.
After the show, yeah, we'll have some nice pictures up there. So let's not put people in too much more suspense. Who is this lovely lady sitting here with us right now?
Well, I'm going to tell you about Sarah Beth. Now she came and sang a song at a Bluebird round of...
I did. Yes.
That was amazing.
It was so much fun.
But you are from Texas, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
And she has been just tearing it up as an independent musician, singer-songwriter. She's just all over the radio in Nashville. She's all over the country and then been doing an awful lot of European tours. And we're going to talk about that because you guys just had a pretty cool honor where you were one of the top-ranked live shows in the UK. Is that...
That is correct.
All right. So she had her last song. The single was Rock My Rodeo, and that had great success on iTunes and on the charts. And we're just really happy to say, Sarah Beth, we're glad you're here. Welcome to the Music Row Show.
Yeah.
Thanks. Woo-hoo! It's such an honor.
Yeah.
And it's not at 6 a.m., which is really exciting.
We frown on that.
I do,
6
too.
6 a.m. thing.
Yeah. Ooh.
We actually, years ago, you know, we start at 7. I got a call one morning on a Sunday at 6:45 a.m.
Yeah, I remember that.
With a guest that said, I'm here.
Where are you?
I said, man, that email clearly says p.m. Well, I'm glad you're there. You may want to go back home.
When I get some coffee, it's going to be a while.
It's going to be a long day. but I'm glad you're here. And talk to us a bit about what you're doing on the other radio station. You go ahead and plug that. That's kind of fun.
Well, that's exciting. Yeah, tomorrow morning on Nash FM, syndicated across, I guess there's 52 different cities that the Ty Kelly and Chuck show is on. But I've been doing a lot of 10-minute tunes, which is at 6 o'clock in the morning. And basically, it's where listeners call in from all across, you know, all across the country, and they give us topics. Mm-hmm. And we essentially get 10 minutes to write a tune. And then 10 minutes later, we come back, we sing that tune. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's an epic fail. Right. But we've been doing that, and so it's so much fun. So tomorrow on President's Day, we're going to be singing, I bet it's going to be a song about presidents and President's Day. If I had to guess.
Interesting.
Yes. But yeah, so it should be a lot of fun. But that'll be happening tomorrow on Nash FM.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that happens bright and early in the morning.
Bright and early, yes.
That's what you were referring to, Scott, about. This is better than 6 a.m.
Right.
Much.
Way better.
Much.
Than 6 a.m.
Now,
so.
Is it not true that one of those 10-minute songs turned into something pretty amazing for you and the Girl Scouts?
This is true, too. This actually happened not... This is how I ended up getting onto the Ty Kelly and Chuck show, but I wrote a song called Girl Scout Cookie Monster at a radio station in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and that was the one where we had an hour to write the song. And so they spun a wheel. It landed on Girl Scouts, so that was the topic that we had to write about. And now I never was a Girl Scout. I am now a Girl Scout, and I've been across the United States literally singing Girl Scout Cookie Monster for... Girl Scouts, parents, and just random people out at bars, too.
Wow. Do you wear the Girl Scout outfit when you go to the bars?
I have because a pin. That,
okay.
I don't have the outfit. I just have a pin. So it's more professional and adult, I guess. But Glenn, my guitar player, that's
he's
here
got
with me,
the outfit.
He has a shirt that says man enough to be a Girl Scout. So
wow.
He has more of an outfit than I do.
You keep heading into some really weird directions tonight,
I'm just picturing
Hino.
Glenn in a Girl Scout. He's looking at me like, what in the world?
we ought to say that Sarah Beth's co-writer on a lot of songs and producer and guitar player is a very longtime friend of the show, Mr. Glenn Mitchell. Glenn, nice
Yay,
to have
Glenn.
You here.
Yay,
Woo!
Glenn.
Yeah, in fact, you've heard him on the show before. He's been on the show
A few times.
So yeah. You can find all those great podcasts, of course, at themusicrowshow.com.
You can?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Okay, so talk about growing up in Dallas and where your musical awakening happened there.
I don't even know. It was something that was always really part of me. Growing up, music was a big part of my life. Everything from, you know, like Kids Bop and kids Sing Praise. You know, that's where obviously it probably starts for most kids. But it just seemed to be something that was natural. And I remember growing up, I'd always harmonize on songs on the radio. And my mom was like, why don't you sing the song? Like, because my mom's not really a musical person necessarily. And she's like, why don't you sing the actual melody? And I had no idea that I was actually harmonizing. And so it was a really cool thing. Just growing up, it was always part of me. And so I sang a lot at the Garland Opry and the Wiley Opry, which is where Leanne Rimes got her start as a kid as well. And it was just really natural. Country music was always something that I listened to, that my parents listened to. So it was kind of a big mix. A lot of gospel, a lot of Christian music, a lot of country, a lot of like light rock, because that was my mom's favorite. So I just had a big mix of everything, but music was just the natural thing. And being from Texas, there's obviously a lot of country music going on there. That was where my beginnings in music started.
Awesome. So what was your path to Nashville? Brought you here?
It's a really, really weird path. I got inspired because my younger brother got drafted to play for the St. Louis Cardinals. And so when that happened, he had always said he wanted to play professional baseball, and that was what he was going to do. And I looked at myself and I was like, you know what? I've always, you know, said, oh, I'll never make it. I'll never make it. And so self-doubt was really what was standing in my own way. And so finally, when that happened for him, I just said, you know what? I don't want to look back in 10 years and say, what if? You know, what if I went for it? What if this happened? And I happen to know a guy named Dean Sams, who's part of Lone Star. And that was my dad coached him in basketball whenever he was in high school. Random family story. And so anyways, they had reconnected through some stuff. And he said, well, hey, come out. I'll introduce you to some people. We'll record some songs. We'll write some songs. And so that honestly is where it all started. And that was kind of my introduction to Nashville. And then I thought it was going to be a fun like 3-song project and I'm done. And here I am at WSM on the radio with like, you know, a few EPs and a full length album and a Christmas EP and all that stuff now that's happened. And so it's been a crazy journey, but a lot of fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love that.
That's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
I love it. Well, talk about What's been going on in Europe? You've had some great tours there. You've done acoustic tours, and this last one you went in with the band and did a full band thing. But I know I saw this on Facebook. You guys were awarded one of the top touring country bands. Isn't that right?
What
was the exact word for that?
I can't remember. I think it was like one of the top main stage, the number one main stage country act in the UK for 2016, which was amazing.
That's huge.
Yeah, and I think that happened because we were awarded that from playing at Buckle and Boots Festival, which is a festival in the UK back this past June, and we went over there. It was so much fun. We actually took three trips. We went to the UK three different times this past year. In June, we did a couple of shows, the festival and then an acoustic show. We went over for a 13-show full band tour in August, and then we went back to play at the British Country Music Awards in October, which was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we've had, you know, go where the fans are, and we're lucky enough to be able to go and tour in the UK, and we absolutely love our fans there.
Now, we were just talking about that with Stephanie, how you find your audience. It's one of the great things about the internet these days. In a world where I sounded like the movie guy. In a world where no one can get. No, seriously, the music business is blown up right now. It's so hard to really find anywhere and any foothold. And so, you know, Stephanie found her toehold in Oklahoma and Kansas working with the equine organizations.
Right.
And I love what you just said. Go where the audience is. Find your own audience.
It's so true. And I feel like because you can obviously like try to aim for so many different things. But if there's kind of a group that's forming that really loves your music, you know, you need to nurture that. And from there, it'll grow into something larger. And that's what has happened for us, especially in the UK, starting with one show that was kind of like, we hope it works. And now it's, you know, 15 plus shows a year. So I'm blessed to
That's
be
nice.
Able to do that. Yeah.
Now, have you jumped over into Europe at all and done anything
that,
over there?
We have not yet. There is talk of that happening in the fall. So I'm hoping that actually comes through. Fingers crossed, but nothing is set yet. So
okay, we don't want to jinx it.
Yeah, hopefully I'll come back in September and say, hey, we're going to Europe.
Nice.
But nothing set yet.
Talk about meeting up with Glenn. How did you guys meet each other musically and what clicked for you all?
Yeah, I met Glenn because, like I said earlier, I was working with the guys in Lone Star, and I needed a guitar player, an electric guitar player, for a showcase that I was doing in town. And it just so happened that Glenn had played for Lone Star and he played electric guitar. So they brought him in. They said, hey, we know a guy. He's going to be great. And so I thought he was amazing, an amazing harmony singer, an amazing band leader, an amazing, you know, just all around guy. And so
dancer,
you name it, he does it. He has a great killer accent,
and he rocks the Girl Scout shirt.
He rocks the Girl Scout shirt.
What
like
else
very,
do you need?
I can think of so many great things to say about him, but it was awesome. He really fit what we needed, and I was so new to town that it was great to have someone that had so much experience under his belt. Mm-hmm. To really kind of take me under his wing. And so many people say, I think, with songwriting, you know, you move to town, it's like, oh, you need to write songs. Well, you can write songs all day long, but if you're not getting any direction and no one's really helping you and coaching you and explaining to you why you need to write like this or why they did this, then you're not growing as a songwriter.
Right.
And so I was lucky to meet Glenn at that showcase, and he said, hey, let's write. We got together, we wrote a few songs, and then from there, it's just grown into he's on the road with me all the time, and we're writing all the time, and it's been a really fun journey. Musical
fantastic.
Journey.
I'm just curious about something now, you know, because Glenn is from the UK, from England, and so I'm wondering if any of those co-writes, if that has helped with the popularity in the UK, because he brings something to those songs that maybe appeals to that audience, or
I'm sure it does. I mean, he's obviously a big part. He helps quite a bit with all the UK stuff because being from there, it is a different country. There's so many similarities, but there's so many differences as well. And so it definitely helps to have someone that, you know, knows the culture and knows the people and knows the musical vibes, I guess, if you will. but he definitely brings, you know, a lot of talent.
He's blushing.
I think he is too.
Yeah, there we go.
Glenn doesn't blush.
He's remaining silent.
Well, why don't we take a little break?
Yeah, let's do that.
And we'd like to remind our listeners, and Matt, actually, this is going to be a neat little segue, because is it also true that in the UK, videos are still extremely important?
To promote your
music. Oh, yeah.
Videos
definitely
are a big deal over there. So if you find yourself needing videos, we want to talk about our friends at MainStreetProductions.org. They just do an amazing job, whether it's just a performance video or if you're actually trying to put a story video together. They can help you. They can help you organize it and put it together in a fast, economical way and have it turned around in a way that I mean, I know people that are still waiting on a video that they filmed a month and a half ago.
Right, right.
And I
right.
go, well, we're still waiting on the final edit cut. And,
yeah,
you know, if you're getting any play anywhere, you really got to hit it while it's hot.
You got to strike while the iron's hot. And that's where Fred of Main Street Productions. He just does such a great job, not only with the filming, but and the editing and turning it around fast and doing it at a price that us songwriters can afford. So check them out. MainStreetProductions.org is the website. And we'll be back in just a few minutes with more of the Music Row Showcase.
Keep on keeping on, rocking along like your favorite song. Head up high, it'll be all right if you keep on keeping on. Love it, don't be stressed, just keep on keeping on, rocking along like your favorite song. Head up high, it'll be all right if you keep on keeping on.
All right, welcome back to the Music Row Show.
Down the track,
let's keep on keeping on. Sarah Beth, and I see that Glenn Mitchell co-wrote that one. That's awesome. I'm guessing that's you playing some guitars on that as well.
Yep.
All right.
Now, what's the name of the...
He speaks!
What's the name of the CD? Full Speed Ahead?
The CD is called Full Speed Ahead, Sarah Beth.
How does one go about buying Sarah Beth music?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, the usual places. SarahBethMusic.com will give you everything and more, but iTunes, Amazon, Google Play... That's, I mean, the main three. You can go download it there. But if you like physical CDs, there's the normal copy. There's an autographed copy if you want to get fancy.
Oh.
On SarahBethMusic.com. They just got restocked, so I know they're in the store.
Is there a bundle?
There's a bundle, but that's the Girl Scout bundle. So if you want like a shirt with a cookie on it and some lip gloss and
I
a wristband and a Girl Scout,
that
would be weird. It does taste good. It's strawberry flavored. Uh-huh. It's sweetened with stevia.
So it's healthy.
Right.
It's healthy flavored lip gloss.
It's non-fattening.
Yes.
Non-fattening. You hate lip gloss that makes your lips fat.
It's gluten-free.
Not good.
Yeah. It was really weird, though. I gave it to, I have a girl, there's two girls in our band, my bass player and my acoustic guitar player. And so I gave them the lip gloss.
Right.
And we're in the van coming back from like Indianapolis. And they're like, I hear this like really excited yelp from the back seat. It's like, this lip gloss tastes so good. I'm like, I didn't even know. I haven't even tried it yet, but I'm glad. Like,
you're not supposed to eat it.
Exactly.
Which is better than hearing a yelp and saying, my lips burn.
That's my testimonial. My band members like it.
Guys. Wow. Well, my mom likes my songs.
My band likes my lip gloss. Hey, let's get a live song from y'all.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, so this was actually my last single that you mentioned a little bit earlier. But this song I wrote with Glenn Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise.
Woo-hoo.
Surprise.
Interesting.
Cool dude. And Sandy Ramos, who wrote Letter It by the Dixie Chicks. So it was pretty darn cool to write with both of them. And but it's called You Rock My Rodeo.
All right.
Right away out of the shoe. As soon as I laid eyes on you, I knew you were one of a kind. Tight jeans and dusty boots, a take no bull kind of attitude. It took 8 seconds and you blew my mind. I had to get to know you, so I made my move. Now every time you hold me, babe, you know what you do. You rock my rodeo, just one kiss, and I'm You rock my rodeo, my rodeo, my rodeo. First time was such a rush, got me thinking about you, baby, way too much. Now I know you're feeling the same. There's something about your touch gets the Mustang in me all riled up, and I don't wanna be tamed. If you'll be my outlaw, I'll be your Southern Belle. It always feels like heaven when we raise a little hell. You rock my rodeo, just one kiss, and I wanna go wild on another ride. Broke your heart and make you my cowboy bull rider. Giddy up and go all nighter. You rock my rodeo, my rodeo, my rodeo.
SarahBethMusic.com, right?
Correct.
Okay.
You remembered.
Of course. and it's S-A-R-A, Beth, not S-A-R-A.
No H in Sarah. Yeah, my parents made it really confusing.
Yeah,
like,
the H is in Beth.
No H in Sarah. Sarah Beth, all one word with a capital B. It's all sorts of confusing.
Well, wow. That's okay.
I know.
Well, now we're going to play a song off your CD. Which one are we going to play?
We are going to play Windshield/Rearview that I wrote with Glenn Mitchell and Arlo Smith.
I love Arlo.
Oh, sweet.
Haven't seen him in forever.
Killer dude.
Yeah.
He is amazing.
He's not violent or anything.
No. He's the sweetest guy in the world.
He's an awesome dude. And to be able to write, because of Glenn, I've met so many amazing songwriters in this town. And so I'm honored, and it was a privilege to write with him.
Very cool.
And Glenn.
Well, let's listen to it.
Grew up in, so good to me. Might be a little small, but we're one big family. When I decided to chase my dreams, take a chance on Music City, they helped me pack my truck, told me good luck. I was wishing I could take them all with me. But I'll be coming. A little time to be an overnight success. I pay my dues by playing bars, pay my bills by waiting tables, where I serve up a steak and my demo tape for all the people who are running the labels. But I'll be coming. Most
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Sarah Beth.
That was
Windshield Rearview.
Windshield Rearview off her CD, Full Speed Ahead.
Yep.
And
you can get that at sarahbeth.com.
No, yes. sarahbethmusic.com.
Sarahbethmusic.com.
Come on, man.
You know what? Reading, talking, all at the same time.
Thinking.
I can't do, you know, that's just too much to ask.
Well, would you please introduce the last member of our show? I will, actually.
Well, we got Eddie Heinzelman, who's just joined us right now. He's had an amazing career, actually.
Well, and it's funny because he's kind of been on before, but playing guitar for other people.
Right? Yeah.
And you and I met at one of Nile PA's house concert things we were doing for people that were recovering from cancer. That's right. Where the first time you and I actually played music together.
That's correct.
But we've been around each other quite a bit.
Absolutely.
and you know, peripherally, because he's off hobnobbing with Darius Rucker.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then he's been playing a lot with Radney Foster, and his,
that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's huge.
That is pretty cool.
And he just released a CD. Yesterday was the big release date, and it was a full band party called Hey Songwriter, but it was a big party, and I believe Radney came in and sang a song with y'all.
He did. He actually he came in and did two songs. He did one of my songs, and then we did Raining on Sunday.
Nice.
So, nice.
He came to the show last night. It was awesome.
Very cool. So he's a guitar player. He's a mandolin player. He's a session musician. He's a touring musician. He's a background singer, a hit songwriter, and we're just really happy he's here. Eddie Heinzelman, we're glad you're here, and welcome to the Music Row Showcase.
Thank you.
And
glad
he makes a mean omelet, too.
Does he really?
I do, actually.
There you go. See?
All right.
Breakfast tacos, man. It's all about breakfast tacos.
I love breakfast tacos. There you go. So what brought you to town? You do so many great things. I can understand why you came here, but what brought you here?
I actually moved here in 1996, originally. Wow. Right out of college. I decided I had done so many different things. I started off as a classical musician when I was a kid. I played in rock bands and country bands. My degree is in jazz and studio music. And so at that point after college, it was like, what do I really want to do? And, after some soul searching, I said, I want to write songs, and I want to get back to country music that I grew up with. And where else do you do that but Music City, USA?
That's interesting. That's really, because I just saw the other day, I was playing around on YouTube and found an old interview with big drummer,
Buddy Rich,
and he was just ripping on country music. If you're jazz, you can't cut it. It's awful.
Of course.
That's interesting that you love country music, but you went and got a formal education in jazz. How do those go together?
I think they go together great.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Western swing.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
There's a lot of jazz in swing music.
Yeah.
And
the way Willie
music.
Nelson plays.
Well, yeah, that's definitely swinging.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's that jazz feel to his.
And actually, bluegrass music is the same thing.
I mean,
it's Scots Irish and Appalachian, but there's, when Bill Monroe, really dug in, I mean, there's a lot of that kind of improvisation and mm-hmm. jazz influence
mm-hmm.
In bluegrass music. Listen to guys like Albert Lee, I mean, it's
So you didn't have any problem combining the two?
No.
Okay.
I mean, they seemed really natural to me.
Well, you go watch the Time Jumpers.
Absolutely.
And boy, they're jazzing it up, and it's amazing.
Well, yeah, and I mean, even if you go and listen to Patsy Cline and I mean, the chord structures and things that they're using in those songs are jazzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. So what prompted you to finally bear down and get an album done? And people need to realize, especially when you're doing all the other things you're doing, it's hard to find the time for yourself.
Yeah. Right.
So what prompted it? What finally motivated you to say, okay, I'm doing it?
There's a few things. You're right. I mean, when I was a kid, my dad used to say, hey, don't get too many irons in the fire. And the modern music business is the opposite of that. You have to have every iron in every fire and juggle them all while they're hot, you know. So the thing was, it was I'd been pitching songs around Nashville, you know, for several years and trying to get a publishing deal and came very close several times, but it just never quite happened. And I have this catalog of songs basically sitting on a hard drive. Mm-hmm. Songs don't get to do their job unless people get to hear them.
That's right? True. Yeah.
And so I, you know, people have been asking, when are you going to do a record, or, you know, are you doing the quote unquote artist thing? And I always kind of shied away. No, I'm a sideman kind of thing. But I thought, you know what? I have a collection of songs and I have some things to say. And it's about time to get them out there and let people hear them. And
it's a great CD, by the way.
Well, thank you very much.
I really enjoyed listening to it this last week. Good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, and it's different. I mean, you know, one of the aspects of my career and my background has been that versatility, playing with so many different people and so many different styles of music. And that's one thing that I think comes across on the album as well. I mean, it's not one sound all the way through.
No. You definitely play in just some different sandboxes.
Right. And I go back to the inspiration of bands that I grew up listening to, you know, the Eagles, Led Zeppelin, and, you know, things like that. And you go, on an Eagles record, you'd hear a kind of country rock tune.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing would be a bluegrass song.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next one would be like a straight up Johnny B. Goode, you know, middle of the road rocker.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, there was that variety. You know, there was still a thread because it sounded like the band, but there was this variety in the songs themselves.
That's true.
In the production and stuff. And so that's part of that.
And that's one of the cool things about doing your own project, is that you don't have, you know, labels and stuff telling you, no, you can't do that.
Well, that's true too.
We can't market it unless it all sounds exactly the same, you know?
Yeah, right.
Well, let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to hear a song off the CD. We're going to have Eddie play us a song live. We're going to talk about his big CD release party last night. And we're going to find out more about how to buy this great album. How do we buy it, by the way?
Well, if you go to eddieheinzelman.com, if you can spell the name. But to make it easier, you can also go to cousineddiemusic.com.
I like it. Best just to let him finish, Clark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's feel you on the name thing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Radney went to calling me Cousin Eddie because it was just a little easier, you know. So it stuck.
Better than Cousin It.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
There you go. We're going to be right back on the Music Row Show. Stick around.
Welcome back to the Music Row Show.
Wait, this is crazy. Eddie, you sound just like Sarah lot. Beth doing a Backstreet Boys cover.
Yeah,
this is insane.
What was in
How
my...
did you do that?
What was in my coffee? I just...
Everybody.
I told you.
Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a... tell me why. Tell me why. Let's hear it for the Kentucky Boys there. They were from Kentucky. A couple of them were. Did you know that? Yeah. All right. Enough of that. That's another song off of Sarah Beth's album.
Yeah.
We were having some technical difficulties, so we're gonna get back to an Eddie song here shortly. But you know what? We won't have any technical difficulties doing is if you just play us a song.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
I'd be glad to.
Can you do that?
I'd love that.
Yeah.
Can he do that?
Yeah. He can
kidding?
Do that.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
So Eddie Heinzelman, let's hear a song.
So. I actually did this the other morning, but it's gotten a pretty good response. There's this songwriter by the name of Guy Clark.
I love yeah. this song. I love
and,
this song.
They did a celebration of Guy's life at the Ryman a few months ago. And the next morning I woke up after the after party, hanging out with Jack Ingram and a few others. And, you know,
Just the fact you woke up
right, well,
is a cause for celebration there,
exactly.
Eddie.
I say, you know, and Jack still owes me $30, so, you know, I'm just putting that out there.
I'm sure he's listening, and he's writing the check right now.
This song's called Old Guy Clark.
I met a young woman who likes good music. She's got hips that sway and knows how to use them. She said, there's one record that lights my spark. It's Old Number One by Old Guy Clark. She said, those boys from Texas sure sing good, and they write a song the way one should. I'd make love to a man from dawn till dark if he could write like Old Guy Clark. She said, I'd be happy as a lark if you could ride half as good as Old Guy Clark. Guess my motor running so hot we'd find a place to park if you could ride like Old Guy Clark. So I got this bright idea, I'd write her a song. Keep it simple, stupid, shouldn't take too long. I'd use all the right words that hit the mark and write her one like Old Guy Clark. But let me tell you, friend, it's harder than it looks. They don't teach this stuff in no songwriting book. You gotta write it real and deep at the heart to write you one like Old Guy Clark. She said, I'd be happy as a lark if you could ride half as good as Old Guy Clark. Guess my motor running so hot we'd find a place to park if you could ride like Old Guy Clark. So I played her this song, gave it all I got, and I was sure it would hit just the right spot. But the words she said sure broke my heart when she said, silly boy, there ain't nobody write half a speck half as good as Old Guy Clark. Well, honey, I'd be happy as a lark if someday I could write like Old Guy Clark.
Yeah, that's a good one right there. Nice. That's a good one.
All right, let's take a break.
We do need to take a break, but we're going to come back with more of Eddie Huntsman and our Music Row Showcase in just a few minutes.
Before you greet me with goodbye, better be sure it's what you want this time. Don't want to drown in a river of regret. Baby, maybe we can save this yet. I'm standing in the rain so you won't see me cry. Going through the heartache, growing from the pain.
All right, welcome back to the Music Row Show. That is Eddie Huntsman doing a great song called I Don't Mind the Rain off of his Hey Songwriter CD, which just came out yesterday.
Just came out.
Big release party last night.
Big to-do.
Big to-do.
Third
so
Lindsley,
big they
right?
wouldn't let us in.
Douglas Corner.
That's right.
Standing room only at Douglas Corner.
That's fantastic. I bet Rhonda loved you.
Oh, she, yeah, absolutely.
Good old Rhonda. Rhonda's the best bartender. If you're listening, Rhonda, we love you.
She's wonderful.
She's busy tending bar.
Let's go ahead and play the title track, Hey Songwriter. It's just a great song, and since we're a show about songwriters, I feel like we should give that some press.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, Bill Cody told me he thought it encapsulated this town and the writing nature of this town. I said, well, that's kind of the point.
Bill Cody said the word encapsulated?
He did.
Wow. He's, that word-a-day dictionary calendar we got him is paying off.
We love Bill Cody. He's my hero.
All right.
He's my hero.
I've shared the stage with heartfelt poets, some next-in-liners who didn't know it, hillbilly prophets who've made no profits at all. Starry-eyed teenage dreamers, middle-aged cynics and schemers, and masters whose names hang on music row walls. The unsung heroes that make us sing along. Here's to the ones who write the songs. From casual drinkers and drunks and some still hungover, to health kick junkies and chronic sober, a few never will be, and the occasional has been. Rapid fire, get it out right now's, and the don't rush into nothing crowd. The old school handful who still use paper and pen. The unsung heroes who make us sing along. Here's to the ones who write the songs. Hey, songwriter, that really happened to you? Or did you make it up right there on the spot? I know you poured your soul out at least 1,000 times, but hey, songwriter, what else have you got? I've sat beside country legends, few of Nashville's secret weapons, and dear friends whose words carve notches in my heart. I've seen bright lights in my share of rejection, been told no too many times to mention, trying to see a song of mine at the top of the charts. With the unsung heroes that make us sing along, to write the songs. Hey, songwriter, thanks for writing songs.
Wow.
Very nice. Well done.
Thank you.
That's nice. The title track of Eddie Heinzelman's brand new project, Hey Songwriter.
And I love the line, hillbilly prophets who haven't made a profit in years. So where did that come from other than my life story?
Right, exactly. Other than just being really observant.
Yeah, right. Well, to be honest, so Douglas Corner was the first club that I ever played when I moved to town.
Oh, cool.
So it holds a special place in my heart. At the same time, there is a poster, if you all recall, near the back, by the bar, of Townes Van Zandt. And there's two words. There are two words on that poster. One is poet, and the other is prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not a song about Towns. It's about everybody, you know, all
sure.
songwriters. It's about me. You know, it's my kind of ode to songwriters. But that poster, that stuck in my head, the poet and prophet thing with Towns. And that's sort of where it came from.
Very cool.
How cool is that, that the first place you ever played was Douglas Corner, and then that's where you went back and had your big CD release party last night?
Yeah, and that's...
You know what that is? That's poetic.
Oh. Oh. I get
it. Poetic.
I get it now.
Right?
Not ironic. It's poetic.
Not ironic. Yeah. You know, people misuse ironic.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I was.
Isn't it ironic? Nope.
No, not at all.
There's somebody I hear on the radio on another station that's always saying, and here's something that's ironic. And I'm always like, that's not ironic.
Yeah.
That's a coincidence. It's a coincidence.
I wore a black belt with brown pants today.
That's ironic.
That's just dumb.
That's just getting dressed in the dark.
Yeah,
we've
exactly.
all done it.
Exactly.
All right. So where do people find your schedule? Where are you playing at next?
So again, eddieheinzelman.com or cousineddiemusic.com. Next weekend, I'm out on the road with Radney. We're playing the Red Clay Theater in Duluth,
nice.
Outside of Atlanta, on Friday night, and then we're playing Moonlight on the Mountain in Birmingham on Saturday. Then the March is kind of open at this point because we're working on the new record. Then we head out to Texas in April. And so, yeah, my calendar's
April, and then you come back in August.
So how cool is that, though, when you're touring with someone like that? Is it like, do you get a chance to also play a couple of your songs in the, like, maybe opening up or anything like that beforehand?
Every now and then, yeah. I mean, so now that I have the album out.
Radney seems like a generous guy. Like, he'd say, hey, let's.
Radney's incredible.
Yeah.
He's
in fact, forget my songs tonight. Let's just do all of your songs.
Yeah. But when I, like, Old Guy Clark, he, you know, when I first wrote that, he had me play it a few times at different shows. You know, he's like, you got to hear this song kind of thing.
Oh, that's cool.
And, that's awesome.
Yeah. And he's been very supportive throughout this project. And he pretty much insisted that go on the record. I actually had the record done, everything done. And then, you know, woke up and wrote that song that day, and he was like, you gotta put that on there.
They add one more to the...
Wow. I was like, okay.
You didn't have stuff printed up yet, though.
Not printed,
okay,
no.
good. Yeah.
Mixed, mastered.
Yeah.
You know, ready to be printed.
Done.
Yeah.
Wow.
In the can, as
good
they
call,
say.
Though.
Oh,
good
yeah,
call.
Yeah.
But now, I think so. Now he owes you. Now you have to be able to play that out there.
Well, yeah, there
exactly.
It's a deal.
Yeah. That's
so awesome. Now, the inevitable question... After you get your first album out, is when's your next one?
Yeah, what else you got?
Right, yeah, what else you got? Exactly.
What else you got?
Exactly.
Sure,
already.
You just tore your heart out for 1,000 yeah. songs. But no, seriously, I mean, because you're busy doing sideman work, and that's a good, constant, consistent gig for you. But are there ways that you're looking to push yourself out as an independent as well?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's that, you know, all the irons in the fire at the same time kind of thing. But I still plan on touring with Radney, doing sessions, writing songs, and booking my own shows now. There's definitely another album already kind of in the works, mm-hmm. So to speak, at least writing-wise,
yeah.
Concept-wise. This one took a good 2 years or slightly more to get, you know, out.
Right.
I had written some of the songs prior. A lot of these songs I've actually written within the last 2 to 3 years, and a lot of them are solo writes, which is a little different, you know.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I self-funded it, so it took a while to get this one out. Hopefully the next one won't maybe take as long, but, you know, it's always churning.
It's always
there,
churning. You know? Well, good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming in. We wish you lots of luck with that. And
thank you.
Be safe out there on the road. EddieHeinzelman.com is the website, or Cousin Eddie
Music.
We've also got
Sarah Beth Music.
Stephanie Lane.
And
Jeff Hudson on Facebook. You can find him there.
Or you can email him at jkhudson@nctc.fr/
email.
Hey, we'll AOL.com.
We'll see you next week on the Music Row Show.